Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
First, Sarla calls us up, and she says that she's been going out with this guy for 3 years. And he proposes marriage to her, and she says, look, I just need 30 days to think about things. That's it, 30 days. When that 30 days is up, he bails. He's like, you know what? I thought about it, and this is not the girl for me. But somehow between then and now, she has their baby, and he doesn't know anything about it.
What she said is that she was got pregnant and didn't realize it until after they had broken up, and she didn't want to tell him on a voicemail or leave him a message that she was carrying his child. She wanted to tell him in person. So she went her whole pregnancy, and 2 months later now has a two-month-old and still hasn't told him, so that's why she was coming to us to track him down to get some closure and to be able to tell him that.
I had somebody ask me yesterday at Taste of Atlanta about this. Like, they heard one day of it, and they wanted to fill in the rest, and I just made stuff up because I didn't have the time to invest.
Take you more time to explain it with the new made-up story.
I could have visited four restaurant booths and been in the wine tent for a half hour. So it's like, yeah, it was the strangest thing. They were, she had a baby, and then they both got hit by a bus. So it was weird, and we gave away the baby to caller number 9.
Now, Melissa, I could see the skeptical eyes here. You think that he came to Atlanta and there was no baby.
All I'm saying is that I would not have handled the situation the same as her. So I still am really confused on why she kept it secret for so long.
Did he meet his daughter this weekend?
He may have met a child, but I'm not sure.
Oh, my
daughter.
God.
I kind of agree with Melissa.
Come on. Like, she would borrow a baby from somebody else?
Not borrow a baby.
But it might not be his baby. It could be another dude's baby.
I wonder why she took a break.
Just saying.
Like, 30-day break, because she knew she was hooking up with another guy, and then she was pregnant.
Just saying, DNA test.
So even if there was a baby, you would not get closure today.
I would not get closure today. I'm not trying
closure.
To be too.
Well,
I'm just being. I'm being protective of Brad.
Well, he needs to too.
I don't think he came to Atlanta for some reason.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, Brad.
Hey guys, how y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Did you make it into Atlanta this weekend?
Welcome to our nest of comfort.
Sounds like No, I did make it to Atlanta, got a chance to. See Sarla and a little baby girl, Emma, who is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was shocking, you know. It was a great experience. It was a little strange. And, it really rocked my world. But little Emma, she's just over 2 months now, and she's gorgeous. She's beautiful. She's got her daddy's eyes. And,
do you know her daddy?
Hey.
What?
Well, that's me.
Why are you hopping on Melissa's a-hole wagon?
It's not just me that thinks that. I got a bunch of emails from listeners, but just being protective of Brad. Just saying, because I still don't understand this beautiful baby, why she would have not been to see you long before this. But
before we get into the whole baby thing, when you saw Sarla, how did you feel about it? Was there a reconnection for you, an emotional connection, or did you get affirmation that you made the right decision?
Well, a little bit of both. You know, whenever you see an ex, it's always, you know, for me at least, it doesn't matter how much time goes by, you see an ex-lover, an ex-girlfriend, whatever, there's always that strange feeling, that connection that you had, and trying to shake that, which I try to do my best to do. But, Sarla's a wonderful girl. I honestly got nothing bad to say about her. And it was nice to see her. It was really nice to see her. It was, a familiarity there and a comfort. But I also wanted to keep my head about me and not make any hasty decisions or let myself be overtaken by emotions and the fact that she was there. But
how are you not mad at her? Like, wasn't there any anchor there that she went through an entire pregnancy and that you have a daughter that you didn't know about? I think I'd be a little ticked off.
Oh, that's perfect,
I wouldn't say anger is the right word. I was a little upset that, mm-hmm. I was a little disappointed in how she handled things, but at the same time, I have no idea what she was feeling on her end and what it was like to be in her position of knowing that the relationship is over, but it's not quite over because we're going to have to continue to relate to each other as co-parents, so to speak, and I think she just panicked, and like I said, I'm not excited about how she handled things. I'm not, you know, I'm sure if she could do it over again, she would do things differently, but, you know, I forgive her for that, and we're just going to move on from here and try and make this work somehow.
Now, Brett, last week you threw around the words good Christian man. Have you had any thoughts of marrying her because she had the baby?
Oh, of course. Of course. You know, I believe in, you know, I think parents are obviously a child's best growing up in a nuclear family, you know, with a mother and father, and I want my baby girl to turn out right. But, you know, at the same time, I got to think about what's best for me and what's best for Sarla, and I'm just not at a point right now where I'm ready to answer that question definitively. And we're going to continue to talk and communicate about that prospect. It was very emotional. You know, she was crying. I shed some tears. My little girl, she's just so beautiful, and I was so overwhelmed by seeing her and knowing that, gosh, this is my life. This is my blood right here. This baby girl.
Are you sure? Are you going to get a DNA test just to protect yourself, just in case? Like, what if?
Yeah, I am going to do that just in case there was some time between when we were, you know, when we had parted ways. But to be honest, like I really don't have any serious doubts. It's just I'm only doing it just to put any kind of possibility to rest.
I think it's smart.
So I offered that, and I appreciate that from her.
It sounds so lifetime movie to me.
Not that I accused her of anything, but.
It's a,
you don't
know
like
what,
to get the DNA test, even though the baby's in front of you. It just sounds like a lifetime movie.
But the, like, it always gets so built up. But the reality, it's not. I didn't think it was that unusual of a situation. Like
here, really?
Yes. I mean, I don't think it's common.
Really?
But I don't find it. Why do you hate me right now? Make her stop looking at me, Melissa. Can you look at Melissa? I feel like you're about to stab me. But my thing is,
go ahead and justify that statement.
It's not that I don't think it's common, but I could certainly see. You know how it is when you have personal circumstances with somebody, and it escalates until it becomes so big and so uncomfortable. So I think what happened is they take the break, and if I remember the details correctly, she takes hers, he takes his, and then in that time she finds out that she's got a baby on the way, and then she gets in her head that she has to tell him in person. And he gets in his head that he's not going to talk to her no matter what. And they go through all of that. He has no idea there's a baby. She's all hormonal baby heaven. And that, fast forward a year, and there's a 2-month-old. And
I don't know.
I don't know. Because they were engaged for 3 months, and then the breaks were taken, and then they couldn't communicate with each other. I'm just confused on... I'm just confused still. And so I do think he needs to take that DNA test just to get the doubt out of his head.
Hey, Nicole, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Good morning.
Hello.
First off, I love you guys. You're wonderful.
Loving you right back, darling.
Secondly, this guy, wow. He is, dude, you're awesome. You deserve so much better than this girl. And like you said, nobody knows what she was going through. Maybe she had her own reasons for not coming out and telling you. But I think you made the right decision when you did what you did a year ago. And I support anybody and whatever they decide. But please get a DNA test, for confirmation.
Yes.
Please get a DNA test.
Most are calling up and saying the same thing. You got to get that test. Hey, Brooke, good morning. You're on Q100.
I just wanted to let this guy know that in the state of Georgia, you're not recognized as the baby's father unless you do have a paternity test done.
Oh, really?
I have a 9-month-old, and his father's name is not on the birth certificate just because we were not married when my son was born. And so he's not recognized as the father.
So unless you're married, if you're not married when you have the baby, you have to get a DNA test done.
Yeah, just so because they won't recognize it as the father. Because when I was in the hospital, they were filling out the information. They said, which last name do you want him to have? And I said, mine. And they said, well, he won't be recognized as the father anyways because y'all aren't married. So that's just the way it went.
Okay, thank you. Laura, good morning. You're on Q100.
Shame on all you all.
How dare you?
He would not return or accept any communication from her, and she's getting all the blame that he did not hear about the baby. Mm-hmm. She tried to contact him, and he wouldn't accept any communication. So how in the world are you guys coming down so hard on her when she went through a 9-month pregnancy and everything else that goes along with that, when she cannot, the worst thing in the world you cannot possibly begin to imagine going through is not being able to get in touch with somebody.
The words I used last week. Melissa, how do you respond to that again?
Well, I respond that, I mean, it's one thing to try to contact an ex and them not want to return your call, but she never communicated to anybody that she was pregnant, and I guarantee he would have opened up to her, because I think it's a different level. If it's an ex just trying to contact you, I mean, I totally get the cutting it off, let's move on, but she was pregnant. I mean, I think that she could have made better efforts to let him know, I am pregnant. This is not just a regular, I'm just trying to contact you.
Brad, when she was trying to contact you during that time, she never mentioned anything about a baby, obviously. But did she say, it's really urgent that you call me back now?
No, she didn't really indicate that. Again, she let me know in the form of a letter, because that was the only way that I was willing to communicate with her for the sake of recovering my heart and getting away from the situation and getting away from the relationship. So, like I said, you know, like I said last time I was on the phone with you guys, I'm going to take a little blame here for myself, because I wasn't allowing her to communicate in any other way.
But she did she did write you letters. In any letter, did she say, I am pregnant, Brad?
Yeah, eventually she did, yeah.
She did tell you that?
At what point?
On the radio, Friday.
Yeah, the whole story.
I can't remember. Yeah, well, you know, I can't remember what letter it was.
Well, now the story's changed.
Yeah, you told us last week that you heard that you had a baby by listening to us on the radio.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct.
So you said she wrote it in a letter.
But I just asked you if she wrote it in a letter to you. That's the only form of communication you allowed. And did she say that in the letter?
He's trying to cover for it because we're beating her ass.
No, I'm not trying to cover.
Shame on you.
No, I think it's a legitimate question that he should answer.
Are you just covering for her?
No, I'm not trying to cover for her. She said she had something she wanted to talk about, and after piecing the two together, I was listening to your radio show, and I found out by listening to you guys, and then I went back to that letter, took a look at it, and said she did have something she wanted to talk about. And so, although she didn't spell it out in the form of a letter necessarily, she didn't indicate that there was something serious on her mind.
It back now, it's a little bit like The Sixth Sense. Now that you know, when you read the letter, it makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
But of course, at the time, you're not going to think that.
I think your baby is a descendant of Jesus. I think that's what was written in the letter.
I do fault her for not spelling it out in the letter.
Well, shame on you, Melissa.
No, shame on me. Yeah. I would, if I was pregnant, I would let the father of the,
but that's the way you would handle it. She didn't have the guts to do it.
He also got to get on her side, you know? I mean, I don't know, you're like tearing her up over here. The situation is what it is. You know, she wanted to probably tell me in person or at least over the phone, you know, and that was what she indicated in the letter was, call me, let's talk, I got something I want to tell you. I just assumed it was about, you know, what we're going through in our relationship. Hey, can we get back together? I'd like to be married. Something like that. I had no idea that it was a pregnancy that she was going through. So you got to get on her side of the spectrum here too, which is she did her part and she was trying to communicate with me. I didn't allow that, and unfortunately, I had to find out through listening to your radio program that that was the case. So she's not altogether to blame. It's just an unfortunate situation that we're all going to have to accept.
About 80% of the calls coming in are saying we're coming down too hard, way too hard on Sarla. Hey, Emma. Good morning.
Hey, I agree. I think that y'all are being way too harsh on her. There's genuinely nice people out there, and, you know, we don't run across them a whole lot. I think that what she did was not the right way to handle it, but who are we to criticize her, you know?
The Bird
Show.
Brad, so our whole show is based on that. What?
Where do you go from here on this whole thing now? Have you guys decided that you're going to talk a certain amount of time? You come into Atlanta every weekend now. What's next?
Not every weekend. I told her I'm not going to be able to get back to Atlanta for at least another 2 weeks. So in a couple weeks, I'll go down there. I'll take a paternity test. Mm-hmm. We'll spend some time together. We'll keep talking, keep things friendly. And you know, this is an adult relationship, and we got to remember that. And now we got somebody else to consider. And so I just want to, you know, take my time with it as far as, you know, the relationship with Sarla and I. But little Emma is still my baby girl in my eyes. And, again, I don't really have any reason to doubt that. No reason whatsoever.
Well, Brad,
I'm going to do the paternity test just to make sure. Mm-hmm. Put that out of my mind completely, and we'll move forward from there.
On behalf of the Bird Show and Melissa Carter specifically, I apologize.
You don't have to apologize on my case.
No,
I stand by what I say, and
someone
I think you should
does,
take the paternity test.
Have to apologize on your behalf.
Yeah, you don't have to apologize.
I will say,
I'd
think
rather you not speak for me.
I will say, I think Sarla is a lucky girl. To
She's
have
a
you.
Very lucky
yes.
girl.
And so is Emma.
Well, I appreciate you guys saying that. Thanks so much.
So is Wendy.
Well, it's a long way down the road. We'll check back with you maybe after the paternity test, and you can come on and get the final bragging rights, okay?
All right, y'all. Thanks very much. I appreciate it, and y'all have a great week.
All right. Thanks for filling us in, man.
All right, take care, guys.
Melissa really is sorry. I can see it in her face. Melissa, I can read you like a book.
I really, really am not comfortable with you ever speaking for me.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
All right, this was Terry. The last time we talked to her, we were all upset that she hadn't done anything about this yet, right?
I went to bed, and I'm married to my husband, and I wake up like at 2 a.m. He's not in bed, which is not super uncommon. And then I go in, I see that the light from the living room is on, and I go in, and he is watching, you know, TV. And I just sort of stood there, and then there I see that it's a sex tape of him and his ex-wife, and I don't know how to feel about this right now.
What did he say? What was his reaction when he walked in?
He didn't see me, because they have a couch. Oh.
And you didn't make a scene?
I was horrified. I was shocked, and I couldn't speak.
So, Wendy, what do you do? Same situation.
Oh, my gosh. My temper would have ran wild. He would have got a punch in the face. Like, maybe his manhood wouldn't have been there for much longer. Like, no.
Well, at least it would be saved on tape. You can watch it forever.
Oh, my gosh. No, there's no way I could have controlled any of my reaction. That would have been all over the place.
Yeah, like your knee-jerk reaction is to yell or...
Throw something
at him.
Yeah, the tape.
Yeah.
Pull the tape out of it and throw it at him.
What were some of the suggestions that we took from listeners that day? Some of them were kind of deceiving.
Well, one woman actually wanted her to make a sex tape of her own. Remember that?
That's
or
right.
to watch it herself and to get some, you know, remember that one woman?
Yeah, people kind of turned on her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were saying that maybe if you were better in bed, then he wouldn't be watching sex with his ex-wife.
He obviously liked that sort of thing. So make one of your own with him.
Mm-hmm. So give into it.
Yeah, that was bizarre.
Hey, Terry, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
I'm all right. I'm doing okay.
Did you guys finally have the conversation?
We did. Yeah, I brought it up to him later that day, actually.
What was the exact words you used?
Seen any good movies lately?
It was really stumbly. I can tell you that. I'm really nervous. And I basically said... Hey, just to let you know, I saw you watching that tape with her name in it. I said her name. And he was, like, shocked. But he also, you know, I was almost going to cry. You know, I was sort of at that place because I was so stressed out about it. You know, it had been... like a few days, and it was so overwhelming to me, and then he was really actually very good about it and started comforting me and was just telling me that it didn't matter and that he wasn't attracted to her and that
what?
Found it. he had just found it in a box of things that he, you know, and just out of curiosity's sake, which, you know, sounded fine, but not completely true. But he said that he would destroy the tapes because he saw how upset it made me. And the next day he took them out to the garage, and I saw him with the VHS tapes, and he was like, it was pretty funny. I mean, he was just like whacking, he used a hammer and just started like just slam on him with the hammer.
So you saw him whacking to the tapes?
Come on, too easy. Come on. Come on.
Right. Well, that's the thing, because then I get really paranoid, and you know, and he's very good, and you know, by dissuading my fears, but, you know, because he said he's not attracted to her anymore, that it's just, it wasn't anything sexual. I mean, he said he wasn't even turned on.
So, these tapes that he was whacking, did you look at them right before he whacked them?
No, that's my problem.
So you don't really know if he whacked the video that you really wanted him to whack?
He could have been whacking Cinderella.
Okay,
he
enough.
Hammered them.
Enough.
We got it.
Or Old Yeller.
We got it.
Ew.
But no, I don't. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if they were the tapes. And, like, I love him, and I really want to trust him. But sure. I also, I don't know. I have no idea. I should have looked at them.
Well, the initial excuse is really pretty weak. Let's be honest.
Did you buy the initial excuse that he just stumbled upon them and was curious about it?
He seemed really sincere about it, you know, and I feel like I would know, you know, and I don't know, you know, when he was watching it, and when I walked in on it, I just, you know, I didn't really take a good look of his reaction to it, you know, so I don't know if in his face he was genuinely turned on and this is something that he really missed, or if it was just, you know, a curiosity, an oddball, you know, one-time thing.
So now, I think if his story has a lot more credibility if there are a whole bunch of tapes in front of the TV, and he finds this box, and he's just going one after the other, and he's sampling all of them, right?
And he's sitting right in front of the TV.
And he's sitting right in front of the TV with all these tapes around him. Then the scene sort of matches the explanation. Mm-hmm. But he's got one tape in there, and he's watching by himself.
On the couch.
On the couch in the middle of the night.
Settled in with some popcorn.
Come on,
for how long? Like, how long was he watching the tape for?
Oh, I don't know, because I don't know how long he'd been out of bed before I woke up. I don't know.
Long enough.
So you just woke up in the middle of the night and decided, hey, I got to clean off that shelf in the garage.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have been cleaning out our attic, actually. That's the thing. We have been cleaning it out. It's just I don't know if that was a part of it, you know.
All right. It's improbable, but let's say it's true. So from this point on, at this point, it's over then for you. He's destroyed it. It's not like you're going to set the alarm to wake up in the middle of the night so you can check him watching videos, right? So this is over for you.
I hope so. I mean, I'm pretty much feeling better about it, but at the same time, you know, he is very good at making me feel better when I'm stressed out about something, and he knows all the right things to say to me, and I mean, and that's what a good husband does. I just hope that it's all true.
Hey, Natalie. Good morning. Mm.
Good morning. I just had like a quick psychological response to that. First of all, if he is watching that, I think that it's okay because as far as human nature is concerned, I mean, who doesn't think about their ex or somebody else?
Lord.
Me.
Hell no.
Me.
During the Boom Boom Pow, first of all. Second of all, he could be...
Wait, you're like an onion right now. We're going to have to peel back some layers. Yeah. So what you're saying is when you are having sex with your boyfriend or husband or whatever, Natalie, you are thinking about the sex you had previously with other boyfriends?
At times, yeah.
Really?
Who doesn't?
I don't.
There's celebrities people think about, but also, mm-mm. You know, not even just the sex, the past experiences.
Natalie, I want you to keep talking because I think you're in the minority here. So
That's fine. It's just a different point of view. Well, also, how is there sexual communication? What if she was more adventurous and she's not?
So you're putting it on her, really?
No, I'm not putting it on anybody. I'm trying to put a different point of view.
So what does that do to now? So using your logic, then, the person that you're having sex with is thinking of somebody else as well. So you guys are physically there, but mentally you're off with other people.
It happens.
Well, I understand, like, the fantasizing about, like, a celebrity or something like that, or, you know what I'm saying? But not somebody from your past you've already been with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, somebody unattainable.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it doesn't happen to me. I don't do the celebrity thing, and I don't do the ex thing. I'm thinking about the person I'm with.
Neither does Jessica.
There's a lot of people, and I took a sex and sociology class in college, and there is a lot of people, and it's so hard for people to admit it, but it's true.
We've had this talk on the air before. Thank you for calling.
Nope.
I would straight up and admit it, but I swear to you, I think that dudes do tend sometimes to, like, fantasize about other women.
Mm-hmm.
I never have. It's just...
What about... Well,
I'm focused on... I got work to do.
More
you
like
see,
when
fantasize about other men?
When you're by yourself.
See you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, when I'm with somebody... Yeah,
But when you're by yourself, the celebrity thing can come into play.
Or the coworker thing.
Can't.
Oh, God. Yeah, I think about Jen all the time.
Will you think about ex-boyfriends and girlfriends during that alone time?
No.
So it's strictly celebrity-based.
Fantasy-based.
Usually,
I mean, all right, if we're going to be honest on the table, I mean, sometimes it's that mysterious person you don't know. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Just some sort of fictitious
person made up in your mind. That's the more common thing than a celebrity, because then I feel weird about when I see the celebrity, like, ooh, I can't look at you right now.
Has anybody in here ever fantasized about a celebrity that we've had in studio?
Mm-mm.
Y'all consider yourselves celebrities?
Wendy, like you with that Haley Joel Osment kid? I mean, he was on the phone.
All the time.
He was on the phone.
All the time. That's Jeff.
Celebrity we've had in here.
We've had
Nick Lachey in here. Have you ever fantasized about him?
No.
Melissa?
No, not Nick Lachey.
How about you and Pink there, Carter?
Pink.
David Archuleta.
Seriously.
Oh, gross.
What?
I got to be honest. And I mean, I'm too embarrassed to do it. I'd rather think of somebody I don't know, like a stranger, than somebody I
It takes too much
to.
Effort for you to think of a celebrity.
I get embarrassed.
You're as lazy as it gets.
I'm embarrassed. I don't want to hear Pink singing. Like, I thought about you last night. I can't do it.
Hey, Sarah, good morning.
Hey, okay, so this is making me crazy because my ex-husband used to always get text messages, and I know this doesn't have anything to do with porn tape, but it's like he would get these text messages from these girls that says, oh, I had a wonderful time last night, and my ex-husband, was really good at comforting me, too.
Mm.
However, it gets to a point where you can't be comforted anymore, mm-hmm. and I can tell you right now that this is probably not going to be the end of it. And it's just going to make you more miserable and make you feel worse about yourself every single day. So I just don't go with the, he made me really comfortable, you know, he's really good to me and all that stuff, because so was my ex-husband.
There's some passion in you.
She's still upset by that.
Well, that's definitely scarring, especially if she hears what she used to tell herself and what are we calling?
Terry.
Whatever Terry is telling us.
Videotape Terry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if she hears Terry saying the words that she used to have in her own inner monologue and she's gone past it, of course it's emotional.
Hey, Lindsay, good morning.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Okay, how are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. First of all, I will say that I believe her name was Natalie. In response to Natalie, yes, I agree. People do think about other people when they're having sex or when they're on their own. On that token, I don't ever want to know about it. And, you know, I think it's pretty absurd to buy that this guy was casually looking through tapes at 2 in the morning. I mean,
agreed.
You know, that just doesn't really happen. So, you know, clearly he was seeking out this experience of viewing him and his ex-wife, which, you know, would very much anger me. And, you know, for any callers in the past who would think that this is somehow the fault of the wife's lack of sexual adventure or what have you. This whole sexual compatibility thing just really bugs me because, you know, if two people really care about each other, they're going to find a way to be sexually compatible. It's not this static thing that you're either compatible or you're not, and that's the end of it.
That's a great call. Thank you. Terry, it sounds to me like you're choosing to say that you believe your husband, but you really don't just because there's really no other option.
Well, you know, as long as this doesn't come up again, I feel like
literally.
It's an
Jeff.
What?
I get it. I mean, you really have no other option. I mean, you have to sort of believe the lie. And if you say to him that he's lying, it's not going to help the situation out at all.
I think she is going to find herself snooping around, though.
Yeah, I bet you will.
Digging around, cleaning out. You know, maybe you'll happen upon some tapes like he happened upon them.
Right. It can happen.
And the only time people use happen upon.
And they're gone. He's not going to ask me about them.
How many, how many VHS tapes do you have total? Because you can get rid of the VHS player and just go straight to DVD, and then he'll never see him again.
Right.
throw them all out.
That's the solution right there.
Yeah, just get rid of the VHS player. Yeah.
Nobody's really watching anything on VHS.
Lord.
All right, Terry, thanks a lot for sharing with us.
Thanks, guys.
All right, good luck. I really want to get into this conversation that Natalie brought up, that you are fantasizing about your exes while you're with your current.
Oh, no way.
That never even crossed my mind, because to me, that's cheating.
That's
like cheating to me, man.
Why wouldn't you just be with the exes then?
Right.
Like, why'd you break up?
Because when they open their mouth and talk, they're annoying.
Let them go.
The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
It's the Bert Show.
Well, intern Lauren saw an interview about a movie that may have changed her life.
Well, I was watching Oprah, and Chris Rock was on there introducing his movie, Good Hair. And he basically went around the country and whatever, just searching about how black women change their hair, if it's wigs, if it's weaves, and, you know, just everything, whatnot. And just showing how they can change their hair from day to day. And they were just talking about that versus Caucasian women, and they can't really change their hair. I mean, they highlight it, they do low lights and whatnot, but they have so much damage to their hair, and black or African American women don't, because they just change their hair or they put on wigs every day.
Mm-hmm. You didn't know any of that?
No, because I saw all these like African American women like this long hair, and I was like, wow, they have gorgeous hair. How do they get that?
They buy it in India.
Yeah, like I was just like, wow, that's amazing. And then when he was telling about it, I was like, really? So it's all fake? Like I had no idea.
I saw this movie a couple of weeks ago. I was telling these guys, the premiere was here in Atlanta, and Chris Rock was here for it. And I was there with my friends Terrence and Dolvet, and I was like you. I was sitting there the entire time with my jaw open.
Yeah.
It's like a whole new world was open to me, like the worlds of perms, because in a white person's world, a perm, it means your hair is curly and sort of puffy, right? And in African-American world, a perm means that it's straightened.
Yeah, and they put this product on their hair, and it straightens it, and it, like, burns their scalp. And I'm like, why would you do that? Like, it's crazy.
It's all for beauty.
Yeah, but you said women you were kind of jealous about being able to swap out the hair.
I mean, me personally, my hair is so damaged from getting it highlighted all the time, and I have to cut it all the time. Like, I just want my hair to grow, and it never grows. And then these African-American women have, like, this long hair down to, like, their ankles practically. I'm like, how does it grow?
Intern Natalie might be able to help you out here.
Well, actually, I'm kind of surprised by that because I thought white women do that as well, because Jessica Simpson has a hair extension line.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And even Miley Cyrus, they asked, was that her hair? She was like, no, I wish it was my hair.
And so Kim Zolciak?
That looks obvious, though. But.
That's an obvious wig.
Talking about the ones that don't look obvious, that looks actually like, you know, real hair.
I think the most fascinating part, I mean, we'll get back to the weave and the wig and stuff. I think that is an interesting part of it. But for me, like knowing that 95% of black women at one point or another have had to straighten their hair with product, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Have to do it every 4 weeks.
Every really? 4 weeks.
And yeah.
How long does it take?
It could take up to like 2 hours.
And how much does it cost?
You don't leave it in your hair for that long, probably like 30 minutes. But yeah, you can buy them at the store. Costs less than $10, you can have it professionally done. That's about $60. It depends.
Because the review of the movie I read yesterday said it was like some women spend $1,000 a month.
Well, that's on weave. I had a friend,
Chantal, that would go to get her hair done, and she would be there all day. Like she'd be there for like 6 hours.
That's because they sit there and gossip and watch TV and just talk crap. But if you just go in and get out, probably no
keep your head down. Don't talk to me. Focus on my head.
Exactly. They just go in and gossip. That's what takes 6 hours.
If she had braids and stuff, would that take longer?
Oh yeah, that takes longer. That's my sister has it done every like 2 months, so that takes about 4 or 5 hours.
Okay. And it hurts, right? I mean, at least when watching the movie, it made it look like the stuff that you have to put in your hair, if it
they
stays in there too long, it hurts.
Make sure that it's tightened, that it stays in there for weeks and weeks, so it does hurt.
Oh. They showed in the movie, they show a demonstration where they put it's called relaxer, right?
Relaxer, yeah.
Or, and they put it in three different bottles, and they take a Coke can and they put it in the bottles of relaxer. And in the one that they kept it on there, in there the longest, it dissolved the can in the bottle.
Whoa.
Well, it's that strong.
It's acid, right?
Yeah, it's acid.
That's straight lie. I mean, they used that back in like the 60s. But I don't think we do that anymore. It doesn't, unless you scratch your hair beforehand, it shouldn't burn.
What do you mean scratch your hair?
Scratch. You're not supposed to scratch your hair like a week before you have your hair done.
That's why some people do.
You mean scratch your head?
Scratch, yeah. You can't scratch
your
hair. Because you don't want to scrape on your scalp.
Right, you don't want to damage it or anything.
Oh, jeez.
So like a week before you have your hair done, you shouldn't scratch your hair at all.
I told you guys.
That's why you see people patting their hair, because it's itching and they can't really scratch.
Huh. Ah.
Yeah. In the movie, they tell you that the old school video with salt and pepper, you know, with the hair is all just jacked up on one side, is because, I don't know if it was salt or not.
It was pepper.
It was pepper.
Okay. She put too much in her hair and it singed her hair right off one side of her head. Mm-hmm. And they had to cut the video the very next day and they didn't know what to do. She's like, you know what? Let's just go for it. And it became a fashion statement.
Right. Well, that's
but
like,
she didn't mean to do that.
And Tina Turner had a similar story where it burned her hair, and that's why she started wearing wigs.
Out.
It fell out.
Yeah.
And that's why she wore wigs from then up. Yeah.
Good morning. Is it Evette?
Evette, yes.
Evette. Good morning.
Hi, I just wanted to say that all black women do not have perms on their hair. And I know that you corrected her and said maybe 95%, but there are more and more black people that are going natural or staying natural. And that if you leave a relaxer on a black person's head for 30 minutes, it'll probably fall out. So once you get it all over the head, maybe 15 minutes is the most that it could stay on your hair. And if your scalp gets burned every single time that you go and get it done, then they're probably putting it on wrong, because it's not supposed to get on your scalp. Although, you know, it can. It does, because your roots are, of course, coming out of your scalp.
But they're showing like little girls getting it done, like 3-4 years old that are sitting there.
And it depends on how thick your hair is, how long you leave it in.
What does it chemically do?
So, Natalie, you're 30 minutes?
25 to 30 minutes, yes.
Okay.
What does your hair look like if you don't do it?
I'm sorry. It just gets really, really, well, we say nappy, but curly. And that's what we call new growth. It starts like right at the root of the hair and it starts to grow out. And it's really, really curly and it's hard to comb. And that's the reason I straighten my hair, because it's just easier. Just easier to comb in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Christina. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, Bert Show. Love you guys.
Thank you.
I wanted to say I'm very jealous of Caucasian women here, because their hair, like if I'm at Six Flags and they're riding a ride, their hair glows all over the place. When they get off the ride, it falls right back where it's supposed to be. And African American women, we can't do that. We have to brush and comb our hair right back. And I just wear a hat or something when I'm on
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, this past weekend, I was supposed to go out. I had a Taste of Atlanta. I was supposed to be there at 12 o'clock. And for some reason, I decided to wash my hair in the morning, knowing it takes me about 2 hours to do my hair. That was a big mistake. I was so late. Yeah, because you can't just wash your hair and come in here wet. You have to actually, you know, put product in it, straighten it out with a blow dryer, and then use a flat iron, the curling iron. It's a whole process.
What if you don't? What if you just towel dried your hair? And
it will be an afro. It'll be poofy. I mean, you can. Some people, like she said, some people do go natural, but it's just harder to deal with. So,
Lauren, did it make you jealous to a point where you would think about getting like extensions?
Yeah, it really did. But I saw like when they did do the weave, that they have to like. I mean, it looked like they were like putting a needle in your head, or not in your head, but close to your scalp. And I mean, does it hurt?
Well, I've never had it done, but there's actual a cap that you put on.
Oh, okay.
And that's what they sew onto the needle, not your actual
scalp.
I mean,
I would actually want one, maybe. but I wouldn't want
Britney
them to like
Spears
sew
has
your
it done.
Scalp. She does?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just
what?
Extensions.
I think it's like, I mean, I've seen in the video, it looks like there's like a little skull cap.
What's the
in
difference
there?
Between a weave and a wig? A wig is you just put I on top of your head and you don't attach
like
it anyway?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then
a weave is like it's just, pieces.
Yeah.
And the weave stays in your hair for a while, right?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. And then I am always jealous at the ability for black women to change their style
yeah,
so much.
Like
you know, like to be able to, yeah, just switch it up all the time.
It's called the Monica Pearson.
I've had the same hair for forever, and it's so boring. It'd be really nice to be able to change it up.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I feel.
But I think every woman is jealous of every other woman's hair.
Yeah, that's true.
I've got the fine, straight, and I get away with it now because straight is in. But when curly hair comes back in, I am screwed because my hair is so flat, you can't do anything with it. It doesn't hold a curl. And in the 80s, yes, I had the perm, but my hair, it just, you know, and I'm jealous of, like Jen has naturally curly hair that she straightened. So she can be curly, she can straighten it, and I know it takes a lot of work to straighten it, but it's like I think, I wish I had naturally curly hair because at least it could be a little, it looks a little thicker and my hair looks so thin and did it, you know. So I think every girl's like, man, I wish I had different hair.
Hey,
you
Alexis,
know?
Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say that I think that that movie was very one sided, that it made a lot of white people feel that black people, all black women, or 95%, like, perm their hair, are jealous of white people, wear weave, like, all the time. And it's not like that, like, at all. A lot of black women wear their natural hair. They might not even get a perm. They may just get it straightened, like, and I just think that made a lot of people think, like me, I might wear braids, but I don't wear weaves or anything like that. I straighten my hair, and I just thought it was very one-sided.
It did leave the impression that black people spend a tremendous amount of money and time on their hair. For sure it did that. And I thought it was fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I and my black friends, the women, if they're going naturals because they don't have the, you know, like at the moment, they don't have the money to spend on their hair because they need to spend it on something else. Mm-hmm. So my friends would prefer to have more of a style to their hair than be natural. You know, I none of my black friends do it because they just would rather be natural. So
now, Lauren, if we could set somebody up to give you a weave, would you do it?
Possibly.
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 I mean, just to see, like, you never know.
Once you get a weave, can you take it out immediately if you don't like it?
You can, but that's a waste of money.
Yeah.
It is.
And time.
And time. Like,
and
how
time,
much
yeah.
time would that take? Yeah.
Right. You spend half a day in a chair and you take it out the next day. That's up to you.
Yeah. I mean,
because a weave, okay, because I am even confused by what all the hair. So the weave is you kind of really attach it in or sew it in or braid it.
Well, I've never had it done, so you'd have to probably ask one of my friends.
Because extensions are, you can just clamp it in.
Yeah, there's,
you know?
Like...
extensions are glued.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it glued. I know friends that have had it clamped. I've seen it even just with, yeah. But it's not the same as a weave, because a weave is actually all over the head. Because I know some women that had just extensions in the back of their head.
Hey, Natasha.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Okay, I wanted to comment on the sewing in of the weave. When you sew it in, what they do is they braid your hair like corn rolls. They could do it in a spiral format, or like how I did. I just had them braid across the back of my head, maybe like 3 braids. And then they take the needle and they sew through the braid, so it's not actually on your scalp.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it's not actually on your scalp. And you can do a full head weave where they braid your entire hair, and then they sew it in, and they might give you a bang so that way it looks natural so you don't see the braids.
Mm-hmm.
Or... you can do how I remember when I was in high school for prom, I had them do like 3 braids in the back, and then they sewed in the weave, and they blend in your hair, which my hair is relaxed, but I'm in the process of going natural. So they would just blend your hair over it.
There are a lot of people that are calling that are upset by the movie in general.
Oh, really?
Oh,
okay.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, Damiana.
Hey.
Good morning.
Bert. I'm hoping you can help me. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Bert, it's funny because my stylist, she's all about natural hair, and I've been natural for about probably 4 or 5 years, and we just had this conversation. I haven't seen the movie yet, but we had a conversation that she really would love to get a hold of Chris Rock so he can do a part 2 of Good Hair, but on natural, healthy hair. So I'm hoping that you can probably make that happen.
Yeah, I'll give Chris a call today.
Give Chris a call, and you know, let's hook up Tracy. She's in Buckhead. Yeah. It's Chris.
No problem, sure. Actually, it's Lauren here that wants to get it done, that's curious about getting it done. If we could bring a stylist in here the next time you're in,
mm-hmm.
to put a weave in, would you do it?
Possibly, yes.
You got to commit.
Say yes. Do it.
Would you do it?
I mean, I'm a little scared, but sure.
Go for it. Yay!
If you don't like it, I mean, you can take it out later. At least give it a try.
Right.
Try it. And then you can tell the rest of us about the experience.
Okay. Yeah, because we're going to be jealous.
So it sounds like we would have to start this whole process at like 5:30 in the morning, and maybe it would be done by the time we were over at 10. Yeah. Maybe.
Here, Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join, shop your favorite brands, and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS, the list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, Bilt points, or cash out with gift cards. Eligible American Express card members can choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. Terms and conditions apply. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.
This is The Bert Show.
This morning I came in, I saw Bert like kind of flexing and stuff. You mentioned yesterday how you've...
I was stretching, wasn't flexing. I don't come in here and go...
Oh!
I'm pumped today, y'all! Look at these!
And he was tightening the little tourniquet band that he keeps around his bicep and everything. So, and I saw him kind of, you know, stretching or whatever. And I kind of made a joke about him because he said he played soccer over the weekend and it beat him up. Like, he was surprised at how sore he was. And I said, what hurts is it your back? And he said it was. So then he came around here and allowed Jen and I to partake in the sound of his lower back cracking.
Yeah, it makes an awful noise.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how this all happened. It's not muscle soreness. It's stiff. And when I do this whole deal with my leg, you can hear.
Oh, don't do it. It's so gross.
Oh, God, you can hear it.
Like my lower back is cracking.
And do it again. Everybody be quiet.
I don't know that you'd be able to hear it. Did you hear that?
He panicked. So he came in and he made that and then he asked me, he said, how did you know something was wrong with my back? And the reason I knew something was wrong with Bert's back is because, if you remember at the beginning of the summer, we all contacted a psychic and the psychic said, you know, gave different predictions. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we ever officially declared it, but I'm operating that my psychic was the best because I think she's the only one who really got anything right.
Yep.
And
well, if that's what you define as a good psychic.
So there
maybe.
Was and she was
maybe
and she was,
she's awesome.
She was the only one who spoke in definites and didn't speak in maybes.
Maybe. Mm-hmm.
Could be.
So I'm not a huge I normally wouldn't invest the time in that, but she said some stuff that was kind of spooky and she reached out to me a week or two ago and said, hey, I've got some more information for you. I want to do another reading. Can we schedule time to do another reading? And I said, you know what? Sure. Why not? Like, there was some cool stuff back then. Let's just see what happens. Mm-hmm. So I actually blew her off like two or three times. And finally, yesterday at 3:00, I sat down with her on the phone. And she is out in Los Angeles. And she gave me a reading. And part of that reading is this.
Right. The gentleman, you have a show called Bert. He's got to be careful, so do warn him. He's going to hurt his back. So just tell him, pulling or straining or something, but I feel I'm going to go towards the lower end of the back.
Whoa.
But I feel it's going to give him pain. So if you pass that message on to him.
Will do.
Whoa.
Ricky, I'm telling you.
What else did she say yesterday?
I got to be honest with you. I got off the phone with her yesterday and wasn't as impressed with the first time. In terms of content,
the first thing she nailed it was some family stuff.
But she nailed stuff that like had come together over the past few days, but hadn't been like I hadn't told anyone yet. So like I already knew what was going to happen in the future that there's no way she could have known, and she was able to get it. And so so the first time really blew me away. Well, the second time, this time that I spoke to her, she didn't say a lot of stuff. She said that she threw out a bunch of names of people that I didn't know. And I took some notes and I recorded it, obviously, and didn't pay that much attention to it because it didn't grip me as much as the first time did. But coming in here and seeing Bert stretch and me saying to him, did you hurt your back? And he says, yeah, my lower back. As soon as I heard that, I'm like, I got to go back. So I'm going to go back and listen to the whole thing today differently. You know,
yeah,
I'm
going
to listen
definitely.
To it again. And then this is, she actually continued talking about you, which I don't know what this means, but this, that she, I didn't ask for this. I feel almost bad that I'm calling my psychic. Well, first, I feel bad that I just said I have a psychic. but I'm on the phone getting a reading, and then she starts throwing stuff in there about other people. Like, it doesn't seem fair.
Right.
So, but I don't
what
think.
What about me?
Yeah. So this is that she continued on about you.
Will do.
And also tell him he could do with a boost. I feel like he's a bit flat in his life at the moment. He needs a bit of injection of, a bit of a tonic in his life. He likes something something really exciting to say, woo, you know, like falling in love or something, you know.
Right.
You know that feeling? He feels like he needs a tonic.
Okay.
So I've just been told to tell you to tell him.
Well, let's go ahead and eliminate falling in love with somebody other than my wife. But maybe it is soccer. Maybe that's all tied in. Like, I mean, I was all excited about it the other day.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So,
naturally good at it. Invigorating.
But this is what you do with psychic readings, though, isn't it?
Right. Yeah.
Fill in the gap.
Because you want them to be right, you start to fill in the
really?
Gap.
Really? Let's listen to that first clip again and see if I can fill in the gap.
That one.
Right. The gentleman, you have a show called Bert.
Yep.
He's got to be careful, so do warn him. He's going to hurt his back. So just tell him, pulling or straining or something, but I feel I'm going to go towards the lower end of the back. But I feel it's going to give him pain. So if you pass that message on to him.
Will do.
And she gave you that reading when?
3 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Okay. And
Wow.
I mean, it started hurting yesterday.
But I think you may be right about the soccer thing, too, because you came in here and you were like, I have never felt like a little kid like I did on Saturday.
I mean, I'm really excited about that now. So that could be part of it. I don't know.
Everybody's going to want to know who your psychic is, Jeff.
Yeah,
yours is the best psychic that I've ever had.
I know. Isn't that great?
Her name
is Natalie Tomlinson, and she's based in Los Angeles. And honestly, she is Kim from The Real Housewives of Atlanta. I actually called Kim to find out, you know, the old woman she went to last year in one of the episodes. I called to get her number, and Kim's like, she's good, but this girl's really good. So I did the phone reading, and I mean,
she rocked it.
There's enough weird stuff. So I'll put a link up to her website on our website and my Facebook page and stuff. But yeah, she's
wow.
Most men won't even admit to going to therapy, much less a psychic
ride.
All the info will be up online.
It's a radio bit.
QAnOutAtlanta.com.
Here, Bert Show. Hey, the Bert Show.
Friday, we talked to Bethany. Really nervous about this date.
I was a supervisor, so it wasn't. We even talked about it. We flirted a lot. We just sort of flirtatiously were like, "Yeah, it's too bad we can't date. You know, I'm his boss. Ha ha. You know."
Okay.
Yeah. So
she can't even breathe.
I know. I can hear the anxiety.
I know.
He was the one who was like, "So finally, we're going on a date. Like this, we've been waiting a long time. Here it is. We're going on a date. I might have to cancel."
No. It's been 10 years. Why do you have to cancel?
Why?
My face completely broke out. Like,
that sucks.
The other one is like so awful that thank God you changed my name because I want everyone to know this. I
want to know.
I have really bad gas.
Okay.
Oh, whoops.
So she is suffering from both of those things, and she's thinking about bailing on the date. And we try talking her into it. We're like, it's going to be just as – it's going to be worse next time because right. if you skip this time, then mm-hmm. the anxiety grows and the right. anxiousness grows. And it's not going to get any better.
Yeah, my fear was that he would misinterpret, like Jim was talking about. He would mm-hmm. misinterpret the reason why she was canceling the date. And after 10 years, she could ruin it if she didn't go.
And we did find out earlier this morning when we played that for our early Burt Show listeners that there was one specific toothpaste that our Burt Show listener thought worked better than the others. What was it?
Crest Blue Mint.
Blue Mint.
Crest Blue Mint can get rid of your acne.
Mm-hmm.
All right, prediction here, Wendy. Did Bethany go on the date?
She went on the date, but still had gas issues during the date.
Melissa?
She went on a date, and it was a blast.
Literally.
Oh,
I think
Cumulus, the power on radio.
Or maybe it stunk.
Really?
Wendy.
Really?
Enabler. Really?
You can't do that after the keyboard thing.
Really? That's uncontrollable laughter right there. Really?
That was hilarious. I didn't expect it.
She's crying.
She's crying.
This is why eventually guys date younger women. because they're still entertained by
You'd have
them.
To go to the seventh grade to find that one.
I know. Oh, that was awesome. Well done.
Did you say what you thought happened?
I think that they did go on the date, but once she was on it, she relaxed and everything was fine.
I think they went to Vegas and got married. I'm just kidding. I think it went great.
I think she bailed.
Uh-oh.
I think she's the mother of Sarla's baby.
What?
Hey, Bethany.
Still
Hi.
Laughing. Hi, how
hey.
Are you?
Don't understand.
Hold on, I'll just turn Wendy's mic off. She's
I was
laughing.
The last time we talked.
You are better.
Yeah, much better.
Okay,
so you get off the phone with us on Friday, and did you take any listener suggestion about the toothpaste on the acne and the weird position you're supposed to get into in order to lose all the gas?
I did try the weird position thing. I don't know if I got it right or not because, that was the one I couldn't completely clear that up.
Really?
Okay. But you went anyways.
But I did end up going on the date. I just feel so lucky that you guys like were helping me out because a couple of my girlfriends heard and they were, a name change. Like they knew what was going on. They knew it was me. So they called me afterwards and one of them is like super good with makeup and they came over before to just sort of help me get ready. And my makeup expert friend, they told me my skin wasn't as bad as I thought. I guess it always looks worse to you. So she just, she helped me with my makeup and, put some cover-up on and, did her thing. You could still tell. I mean, I usually have good skin, and it didn't look great. But it was much better than I thought it would be. And, the gas thing was, still going on. I was really lucky because at least, oh, God, this sounds so bad. At least it was silent.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay.
But deadly?
And once I was able to, walk away, I just, took a moment, and okay. we were at the bar, and I just kind of walked away. But another time, I sort of
Trap
had to
dusted.
Play it off like it was someone standing near me.
You did.
Oh. Yeah.
You had to blame it.
Because you have to be careful with those silent ones.
Because you never know.
Because sometimes they're the worst.
Mm-hmm. Silent but violent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was all going on, but I don't know if he was aware of that or not, honestly. Obviously, I want to be optimistic and pretend like he just didn't even notice because I was so cool in the way I played it off, but I don't know. I mean, that, and I managed to say, bring it up sort of casually in conversation that my face had broken out and I usually don't look like this just because I didn't want him to think that.
I bet it wasn't. We should have had her send pictures because I'll bet it wasn't even as bad. Because if you have clear skin and you get two pimples, then you think you're the before picture in a proactive commercial.
Mm-hmm. And the scale is so different for guys when we're looking at you. Like, you probably see it like it's another nose on your face, but we barely notice it. Mm-hmm. And the gas thing, don't ever confess to that, because if you're around a group of people, if you both smell it, guys will just assume that another dude did that.
Right.
And there's no way that a woman is capable of doing that.
But I think it's smart for the acne thing, the way you sent up those little puffs of smoke like the car in Spy Hunter. Remember, you used to be able to get that weapon and just fog up the area. I think that's smart.
She was rationing out her gas rather than
they go into a brighter area and she's like, but like just normally it's just little.
Other than the pimples and the gas, what was the date like? Was there chemistry? Were you guys getting along? Did it live up to the expectation?
We had had like a long leisurely dinner, and we just like we really caught up, which was great. Like it was great, and there was definitely the chemistry was still. I mean, it was always there from like when we first met. It was still definitely there, very strong. So we just like we had a great dinner, and then he, he dropped me back home, and it wasn't like we didn't have like a makeout session or anything, but he did that sort of like come in for a kiss, and it's like the half on the cheek, half on the lips sort of kiss.
You turned or he turned?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It just sort of happened that way, so I'm not really sure.
That first kiss says so much, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I hope he's not thinking that was just a platonic little...
I'm trying to interpret your tone because
it
doesn't...
I think it's okay from a first date. I'm sorry, on the kiss thing. I think it's okay because you kind of lean in. It's kind of awkward. I mean, I think you can have the full-on smooch on the second date.
You didn't have a big old whitehead explode on his lip, did you?
Oh, that's nasty.
No, that didn't happen. But I mean, what I took as encouraging is that we don't have like a plan to see each other again. But he said like we're definitely going out again. I'm going to call you, so I'm just he's going to call.
And now you won't be as nervous the second time. So gas issue done.
Yeah, I hope so.
Good. Okay. So it sounds like it was okay.
You don't sound as excited as I wanted you to be.
This was 10 years in the making.
Yes, this is not just an average first date. This is like the guy first date.
Are you just being nice because you're on the radio?
Am I what?
Are you just being nice because you were on the radio? Like you didn't really have a great time.
No, I did have a great time. I was super nervous, but there. I mean, once I kind of settled in, like by the time we were actually sitting down to dinner, and we were talking, like it was great. It was really fun. But I was still nervous, and I guess I'm still a little bit nervous.
What day was your date? Was it Friday night?
Yeah.
So she should expect to hear from him today on the 3-day rule, right?
For sure, right.
Okay.
You'll hear from him today.
No later than today.
All right, thank you.
Well, I'm glad you
went.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you guys so much. Like, I don't think I could have gotten the gumption without you.
Well, that's what we do here.
That's right.
Stay away from gumption. It'll give you gas.
We clear up pimples, and we make sure your gas goes away. That's what we do on The Burt Show. So our work is done here today, people. We could all leave.
Good job.
Thank you. Proud
of you for going.
Yes. And I'm glad you're on the phone instead of in the studio.
Damn!
The Burt Show.